The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission.
Overview of job satisfaction. Job satisfaction is a relatively simple concept. You have expectations about your work. When those expectations are met, you are satisfied. When there is a gap between what you expect and the reality of your job, dissatisfaction creeps in. Job satisfaction plays a critical and often overlooked role in continuous improvement. As a general rule, an employee will do what her boss tells her to do, because it is part of her job. In continuous improvement, the boss needs the employee to do what he doesn't tell her to do. The employee has to have the motivation and inspiration to act on her own. That doesn't happen when an employee is dissatisfied. Now let's discuss job satisfaction in a little more detail. There's some good news and some bad news about job satisfaction. The bad news is that a lot of factors influence how you feel about your job. The good news? A lot of factors influence how you feel about your job. Granted, that sounds contradictory on the surface. The problem is that the world seems to assault job satisfaction from all directions. An economic downturn makes compensation seem low. Traffic lengthens commutes. Irritating employees get on their coworkers' nerves. Micromanaging bosses test employees' patience. Day-to-day problems even affect leaders. When employees and customers complain frequently, managers have a tough time. For both employees and their bosses, maintaining job satisfaction presents a never-ending challenge. So how is this wide range of factors good news as well? With a little creativity, it provides you with limitless options to improve your job satisfaction. For example, if relationships with coworkers are really important to you, you could recommend a friend for employment. If driving to work is becoming a chore, you might choose to carpool to reduce the stress of the commute and save on gas. If moving up the ladder is your goal, you might decide to pursue some training to earn a promotion and better pay. In the print version of this term, I have a picture of the satisfaction contraption. It's basically an old-fashioned balance scale. In order for you to be satisfied, the good stuff bucket on one end of the scale must outweigh the bad stuff bucket on the other end. Taking charge of your satisfaction is just a matter of adjusting the balance of the scale. Satisfaction in the workplace doesn't come from eliminating all the negative things. It comes from making sure the stuff that you want at work outweighs the tough things that happen. So, how does job satisfaction relate to continuous improvement? The basic premise is that continuous improvement requires that employees go above and beyond what is normally expected of them. For that to happen, employers also need to go above and beyond what they normally do to motivate their teams. Some job satisfaction factors are universal. Employees want safe working environments and a reasonable system for evaluating performance.
A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.